攻克阅读关键句。
104. Many Europeans may view the U.S. as an arrogant superpower that has become hostile to foreigners.
105. Some hoped his rise to prominence would have a big impact on white Americans too, challenging those who still harbor racist sentiments.
106. Ashby Plant is one of a number of psychologists who seized on Obama's candidacy to test hypotheses about the power of role models.
107. Another part of the study suggests far more is at stake than the mere expression of views.
108. Those trying to address issues of racial inequality need to constantly remind people of the inequalities that still exist to counteract the Obama effect, she says.
109. A teacher deserves wide latitude in selecting the method of grading that best promotes learning in her classroom. That is, after all, the prime function of grades.
110. Assuming that your teacher is neither biased nor corrupt and that her system conforms to school rules, you can't fault her ethics.
111. By capping her grades at 94, while most other teachers grade on a scale that tops out at 100, your teacher could jeopardize a student's chance of getting a scholarship or getting into a top college.
112. If scholars suddenly discovered that Rembrandt had dashed off the night watch in an afternoon, it would still be the night watch.
113. As Yale law professor Anne Alstott argues, justifying parental support depends on defining the family as a social good that in some sense society must pay for.
114. What parents do, in other words, is of deep concern to the state, for the obvious reason that caring for children is not only morally urgent, but essential for the future of society.
115. The result could be a group of young people that, like their boomer parents, grows up with a strong sense of purpose and sheds the image of apathy they've inherited from Generation X.
116. Henry Flores, a political science professor at St. Mary's University, credits this younger generation's political strength to their embrace of technology.
117. If systems are set up properly, staff can have access to all the resources they have in the office wherever they have an internet connection, says Andy Poulton, e-business advisor at BusinessLink for Berkshire and Wiltshire.
118. After World War II, the academic world turned with new enthusiasm to humanistic studies, which seemed to many scholars the best way to ensure the survival of democracy.
119. It was the need to accommodate employees with young children that motivated accountancy firm Wright Vigor to begin promoting teleworking recently.
120. For Wright Vigor, which has now equipped all of its fee earners to be able to work at maximum productivity when away from the offices, whether that's from home or while on the road, this strategy is not just about saving on commute time or cutting them loose from the office, but enabling them to work more flexible hours that fit around their home life.
121. With Wi-Fi, fast wireless internet connections, popping up all over the place, even on trains, our fee earners can be productive as they travel, and between meetings, instead of having to kill time at the shops, he adds.
122. Melina Kunar of the University of Warwick and Todd Horowitz of Harvard Medical School ran a series of experiments in which two groups of volunteers had to pay attention and respond to a series of moving tasks on a computer screen that were reckoned equivalent in difficulty to driving.
123. It's no secret that there's a lot to put up with when waiting tables, and fortunately, much of it can be easily forgotten when you pocket the tips.
124. I'm now applying to graduate school, which means someday I'll return to a profession where people need to be nice to me in order to get what they want.
125. It's possible that plutocrats are expressing solidarity with the struggling middle class as part of an effort to insulate themselves from confiscatory tax policies.
126. But the prospect that income inequality will lead to higher taxes on the wealthy doesn't keep plutocrats up at night.
127. What they fear was that the political challenges of sustaining support for global economic integration will be more difficult in the United States because of what has happened to the distribution of income and economic insecurity.
128. Social change also brings not simply different positions for women and girls, but different relations to life stages, and adolescent girls are participating in new subcultural forms.
129. Meanwhile, government spending that would make everyone better off was being cut down, because people instinctively, and wrongly, labeled government only as a necessary evil.
130. But the quest for growth lets loose new anxieties and economic conflicts that disturb the social order.
131. This ideal presents a woman who withdraws quietly to the background, subordinating her life and needs to those of her family and its male head.
132. Nowadays, it is commonly observed that young women are not conforming to the feminine linguistic ideal.
133. Indeed, we didn't hear about men's language until people began to respond to girls' appropriation of forms normally reserved for boys and men.
134. This highly polite style is no doubt something that young women have been expected to grow into. After all, it is a sign not simply of femininity, but of maturity and refinement. And its use could be taken to indicate a change in the nature of one's social relations as well.
135. The fact that young Japanese women are using less deferential language is a sure sign of change, of social change, and of linguistic change.
136. Katsue Reynolds has argued that girls nowadays are using more assertive language strategies in order to be able to compete with boys in schools and out.
137. After World War II, the dread of another Great Depression gave way to an economic boom.
138. Persuading people to switch their phones off altogether when they get behind the wheel might be the only answer.
139. So you can imagine the reaction when a recent USA Today investigation of air quality around the nation's schools singled out those in the smugly green village of Berkeley, California, as being among the worst in the country.
140. Since December, when the report came out, the mayor, neighborhood activists, and various parent-teacher associations have engaged in a fierce battle over its validity, over the guilt of the steel casting factory on the western edge.